Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carolyn Yeager's Revisionist Report that comes to you every Monday through Friday at this time. I'm Carolyn Yeager. I'm coming to you from a friend's house, and I'm using her computer and Skype, and there's some little differences. We might not have gotten worked out with the sound, but I hope it's going to be all right. Because on this 4th of July in the United States, I may be setting off some fireworks with my guest for today and tomorrow. His name is Manfred Kleiner Hartlager. He is German, living in Berlin, where speech is not as free as we enjoy it in the States, and we should keep that in mind. He has a book out in German that was published last year. Its title translates as The Jihad System, How Islam Works. Manfred has a weblog in English titled German View. The URL is easy, www.german-views.de, and he has also appeared on the blog Gates of Vienna, which I've seen some things, but I don't think he's very much really invested in that. He's just been, they've just posted some of his material there. And I've also seen him on YouTube, but it's in German. Now, his English language blog, which I was actually speaking about a week before, on this program, getting inspired by several things that were there. And it's surprisingly, it comes out of Germany. The DE stands for Germany, for any of you who might not be sure of that. And so I guess he's able to do that. That's good news. Now, I want to thank Manfred Kleiner Hartlager for joining us from Berlin this morning. Hello, Manfred. He's not with us yet. Well, when is he going to be with us? Oh, I thought you had... Oh. Let's see. He's not with us yet. So, I guess I'm going to have to continue on this on my own until he responds. I wonder if there's a... I know that he was certainly ready for it, and he even advertised it. So there's, strangely, some little problem there. Well, let me say that Manfred's book is... there's an English translation of his explanation, you might say a little review of the book, because it is in German. But I want to talk to him about what he thinks and what he is writing about Islam and the problem of Islam in Europe and in Germany. And I think this is something that we should know about. He's not just alone, you know. He works with, there's a group. I don't know exactly. I want him to tell us about it. But there are a lot of people, or at least a number, who think like he does. And I think this, we know that in Europe today, it's a huge controversy about the influence of Muslims on European culture and what is in store if it continues. And I think we need to face up to this, even those who are a little bit concerned and think that we shouldn't go after the Muslims because we just need to go after the Muslims' enemy. All right, it's time for a break, and I hope when we come back, we'll have Manfred.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
And I do have my guest with me. I'm very pleased about that. He is Manfred Kleine Hartlage, as in, I already introduced him in our first segment, so I'm just going to say hello now to Manfred. Hello, Manfred. Welcome.
Hello, Carolyn.
All right. Well, it's wonderful. I was so afraid maybe we were going to have a problem, and I certainly was not prepared to do a show without you. I've been looking forward to this. Now, I'm just going to start right out here and ask you to tell us about yourself as much as you are willing and how you got involved in this type of political thought leading up to how you came to write your book.
Yes. Well, I'm 55 years old and I'm living in Berlin with my wife. My both children are adult now, and I am a political scientist. I began starting my work on Islam about 10 years ago, at that time beginning with from a sympathizing point of view, because Islam is not by itself something you would have to hate. I like people who pray five times a day, as Muslims mostly do, and I appreciate the deep sense of personal honor and dignity among Muslims. Nevertheless, we were confronted not only with the terror attacks, the most spectacular on 9/11 in New York, but also we have a problem with Muslim immigration in Europe. I was asking, what kind of culture is this? And first I thought it was, well, like liberals mostly think, it's something like Christianity, just a little more traditional. And I had to realize that this was not the case. And when reading the Quran, you see it is something completely different from Christianity with its nonviolent approach. It's a very militant and very aggressive religion. And what I was asking at that time, it was around 2002, 2003, was why the political left didn't realize this. You have to know that I come from the left. I began as a young man as a socialist. Sometimes I was an activist in those organizations. And even after the Soviet Union broke down and everyone who could think had to see, okay, socialism isn't working, I was something you would call in America a liberal. Until even 5 years ago, my question was, why do the left, why do the liberals not see that Islam is something they is against anything they would favor normally? Those people are for women's liberation. Well, Islam is against women's liberation, but for women's suppression. They are against violence and rather pacifist. Islam is a very militant and violent, militant religion justifying violence. They are against discrimination. Well, Islam is a religion that is based on a discrimination between the believers and the unbelievers. And so, in one word, Islam is anything the liberals would say is fascism. And my question was, why do they favor, why do they embrace such a religion, and why do they want as many Muslims, as many supporters of this religion come to Europe? And at this time, it became clear to me many things I had experienced in the years on the left, and I wasn't able to explain, and what made me doubt, it became suddenly clear. Yes, they do so because they will embrace anything and anyone who helps them destroying their own society and destroying their own civilization, because the destruction of their own civilization is what is in the very core of carefully hidden, but it is in the core of left-wing ideology. And that was the time when I said, okay, I will have to revise anything that I had thought was right and to look what is really right. And from that time on, from 2006, I came from one question to another. And from 2007 on, I started a blog because I thought this would be interesting to people who are still in the mainstream, but who are doubting and not feeling good with it, what questions I put and how I do answer.
All right. Well, Manfred, thank you for that. And, you know, I don't have a problem with people who switch from left to right, because I did it myself. I wasn't a radical leftist ever. I wasn't a socialist ever. But I was always a Democrat. And, you know, in this country we have Democrats and Republicans. And then I always considered myself a liberal up until around the end of 2004, after the Bush-Kerry election results. And then I started looking and questioning and being on the internet at the time, that helped me a lot, and it didn't take long. It did not take me long to move quite a lot, and now I've just moved totally, totally differently. Nobody from then would even understand what I'm thinking now, and they don't agree with it, of course. So so this is interesting to me. Now, you did say that I'm going to have to bring this up because the listeners probably picked up on this, and I was wondering about this. You did say that 9/11, you seem to say was a product of Muslims or Islam. Is that right?
Yes, it was seen so. Yes, but I think that they are involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
I still think they are involved in it, although I'm doubting whether they are the only ones involved in it.
But do you think that they are the masterminds of it?
I don't want to speculate. It's clear that the official version has its gaps, and I've written on my German blog about that, because we don't really know what happened. That's the problem. But I think that 9/11, that there were Muslims involved in it. The question is, who else wasn't involved in it too? In any case, it is in any case true that Islam is a religion able to justify terrorism, which no other religion I know is. At least it doesn't produce, there is no other religion that produces terrorists in such a large scale as Islam does.
Well, there are more Muslims in the world than there are just about anything else, right? I mean, in what we call the Western or semi-Western world, where we, you know, there are more Muslims concentrated in the Middle East and everywhere, other places, than there are Jews, certainly, and probably more than there are Christians. So there you have one reason why they might be more. But anyway, let's go on. I want to ask you, what is it that you really hope to accomplish in the work that you're doing now? I mean, you've moved to the right, and I'm mostly interested. I'm going to leave some of these things aside, although some listeners might call in about them, but I'm mostly interested in what's happening in Germany and how to bring Germany back to what it used to be, what it should be, and bring and keep Europe from dying off. So is this pretty much what you're after, or how would you like to explain that?
I'm sorry, Carolyn. I did understand only half of what you said. I'm sorry. Could you please repeat it?
Well, what do you hope to accomplish from the work that you're doing?
I see that our society, at least in Europe, but I think in America too, is under the influence of an ideological framework that makes them systematically see the world in the wrong way. So what I, for example, when I was writing on Islam, had in mind first was this clash of civilizations paradigm by Samuel Huntington, and which is not wrong, but which does not explain why, for example, the British, who are fighting Islam in its own country, embrace it in their own country and foster a mass migration of Muslims to Great Britain. If there is a clash of civilizations, this makes no sense. What I saw is the paradigm that explains more and explains what we see better is the globalism paradigm. So what is called the New World Order paradigm. And because this is explained, when I assume that this policy is aiming at melting together cultures and nations and religions and this one and to realize this one world paradigm, then it makes sense what they do. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense. And what I'm aiming at is to make transparent what is behind the phrases of politicians, of the media, and the so-called sciences concerning things like immigration, but also minority rights, also why this gender mainstreaming stuff, and so on. And I think that...
Thank you. We think this is a good point anyway, because we have to take a break right now, and we will be back, ladies and gentlemen, in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
With Manfred Kleine Hartlager, who has been talking to us about his political views. He is in Berlin, Germany, and he has, as I've said, he is not free to say all the things that I am free to say as an American. So let's keep that in mind, but still, I think he's saying what he believes so far. Now, Manfred, it sounds to me like you are saying that the overall problem, or the most dangerous problem, is the globalist agenda of melding nations and cultures into a collectivist society.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yes, that's what I wanted to say, yeah.
Yeah, and I think I totally agree with that, and we can get split up and argue over the issues that are within this. But we need to keep in mind the overall major enemy. And so what would you want to say anything more about that before I might ask you another question or so?
I'm sorry?
Would you want to say anything more about that before I ask you a question?
Okay. Well, I hadn't more very much to add now. I just wanted to say that globalist agenda belongs in any case also the view that there should be a global uniform view on history. So that's something that I realized relatively lately. Although 2 or 3 years ago, I would have said, okay, it's old history. What are we interested in? The idea that there should be a global perception of history valid for all people and all nations implies that history is not what it has done before. History before was what memory is for the individual, because it is something that makes sure that the individual is one and the same individual from birth to death and to identical with himself. And that's the same thing that history and historical perception provides for nations. So if you say there should be a global view on history, and which means also the question we ask history and the perspective from which we see it has to be uniform on a global level, it means destroying nations on an ideological way, that you take away something that is essential for that. And this was the starting point for me to question this view on history as such, in first instance, regardless of the concrete content of history.
Yes, well, I really agree with you on that. And you know, I just very recently have come to realize something along those lines, but a little different, because I have been trying to convince and kind of scold all the non-German European nations and peoples into being willing to revise their history, not have all this anti-German history. You know, I'm very pro-German, and I know that you understand that all this anti-Germanism that's going on, which the Germans have cooperated with since 1945. But I'm like telling them, you know, we're not going to straighten out any of our problems in Europe unless you people quit insisting on this false history to make yourselves look good. But then I suddenly realized that I was fighting a losing battle there, and I was wrong, because if I'm a nationalist, which I am, then every nation has a right to not give a lying history, but naturally they're going to see their history, which presents them in the light that they feel good about and feel right about, and it's up to every nation to do that. So I realized then it was up to Germans and Germany to stand up for its history and to assert its own proper role and what it believes about itself, and it has not been doing that. And so we really need to address Germans, and I need to just forget about trying to talk other people into it. I need to address Germans. And that's another reason why when I discovered you and the work that you were doing, I got very excited about it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that is, you are a patriot. You're in a kind of a German patriotic mode, right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, so we understand, we both agree that that history is a nationalist thing, just like a person's memories are their own memories throughout their life, right?
Yes, of course.
Go ahead.
Okay, and we may, nations maybe may agree on the facts on what happened, and in any case, this is the job of historians to supply them with the facts which happened. But it's a different how you view certain problems. For example, we have, of course, between German and Polish patriots, we don't disagree how, and we don't agree how certain problems in the past, not only under Hitler, but even before, between Germans and Poles has to be estimated, and how do you have to view it. But in any case, we should agree that we have the right to disagree on this question. And the problem now is that you have the established young history is not only that one should have a global perception of history at all, but the concrete content of this historical perception has to be questioned, because there are ideological presuppositions.
Manfred, I have to break in now. We're going to another break, and then we'll be back with our long segment.
Like, if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Carolyn Yeager. My guest is Manfred Kleine-Hartlager. And Manfred, would you please continue with what you're saying? It's very interesting. I think you were talking about uniform global history.
Yes, and I was pointing out that not only the uniform global history as such is a problem, but the content, because the content of the established view in history includes some ideological presuppositions that are by no means self-evident, but which are now seen as a matter of course because of the social dominance of this ideology. For example, we had in the two world wars, the United States joined two-time the war, although they were not under attack. So from a traditional point of view of what is right or wrong, they did not defend themselves, and therefore they had not the right to join these war. But under the presupposition of the ideology that spreading a certain way of life is in any case something good and should be done on the global level. Under this perspective, anything you do for it, even if it is if it is normally wrong, is justified, and that's what makes us look like through. Through glasses that are not able to give us an adequate view on reality. And that's the reason why we have to question whether what is established as a view on history is really true. For example, let's start with World War I. Most, not only among the Allied countries, but also in Germany herself, the general review is Germany has started the First World War. What is not said is that Germany was driven before July 1914 into an arms race and was losing it. And all German generals said, we cannot stand this arms race. And it is true that in July 1914, they said, we must start it now, because a few years later, it won't go. What is not said is that there was really an aggressive policy of the Allied powers against the Central powers, who were conservative, who didn't have any claims to anyone. Whereas France, England, Russia, Italy had claims towards Germany, Austria, and the Ottoman Empire. This is something you cannot see when you say whatever is done by Western powers and is done to spread democracy, whatever democracy mean, or to spread peace, whatever peace mean, is good. And that's the reason why we have to ask very critically, what is behind this perception of history?
All right. Thank you. Manfred, we have a couple of callers, or at least the one so far. There might be more. And let's take Richard, who's been waiting. Richard from Wisconsin. Welcome, Richard.
Thank you. Manfred, you had posed the question, why would liberals encourage immigration of Islamists who practice a very illiberal sort of philosophy? Well, there's an interesting video on YouTube called How Zionists Divide and Conquer. In the interview in that YouTube video, they interview a Jewish American woman who immigrated to Sweden, where she leads a group which promotes diversity and multiculturalism in Sweden. And she explains that Jews in Sweden are the leaders of these multicultural efforts. And if you'll notice also, for example, in France, Sarkozy is a Jewish man, twice married to Jewish women, but he tells the French people that they must assimilate with the Muslim immigrants. So, I mean, that would
can
be
you
my...
Can you let Manfred answer now, or do you want to... Can you shorten your question or finish it up?
I was just about to ask Manfred if he would... how he would respond to that.
All right, thanks.
Yes. Okay, I know this video, the Swedish video Richard was referring to, and it is indeed a very... let's say astonishing that Jewish organizations in America as well as in Europe are fostering Muslim immigration, because the Islam is almost as anti-Semitic as the Nazi ideology was. So it is not really in Germany, for example. Jewish schoolboys have to flee from public schools and go to Jewish schools, because in schools where the share of Muslims is above 10 or 20%, they are no longer tolerated. And the Jewish leaders know that, and nevertheless say, we want to get more Muslims into Europe, do something which is against their interests. The same is true for example, homosexual lobbyists, who know exactly that it is, and the same. It's the same thing in German cities. Homosexuals are often harassed and even beaten, mostly by youth immigrants, youth Muslims, and nevertheless, the homosexuals promote multiculturalism and more immigration. It's something where I think there is a certain, which I cannot really explain what it is about, but what I in any way have to criticize, yes.
Okay, Richard, does that answer your question? I guess Richard is gone. All right, let's take Werner from New Brunswick. Hi, Werner.
Good morning. Good morning, Caroline, and good morning, Manfred.
Morning.
Yeah, I'm another one of the Germans living here in North America. But as I say, we have to try to take all the history into consideration. And Caroline, when you mentioned earlier, you are afraid that you are fighting a losing battle. You know, the truth never fights a losing battle. There are some of us, we are being left behind as casualties. But in the end, the truth will always win out.
Yes, but you know, it is true that if you believe in nationalism, you have to expect that the people of any nation are going to see their history a little bit differently than people from the maybe even mostly neighboring nations. So there's going to be, you know, what I'm saying is that I can't expect them to do the work that it's up to only the Germans can do. It's not that it's up to the Germans, but only the Germans can do it by standing up for themselves. And this, I think, is what Manfred is doing. And let me ask you, Manfred, how many people do you work with that are in agreement with you, or what? Tell me what it's like in Germany with this particular right wing movement.
Well, it's the situation at present is not very encouraging. We are not very many people. When I say so, the national conservative scene, what I would call the national conservative scene, is rather small. Has a certain stand among intellectuals, but our biggest newspaper, for example, or which is could be seen as the speaking newspaper for this scene, the Junge Freiheit, Young Freedom in English, has about 30,000 or 40,000 readers a week, and that's not really very much, because if you think the big weeklies in Germany like the Spiegel or the Zeit have together 1 million, 2 million readers every week, and it's clear we aren't really arguing from a peripheral point in the political spectrum. We are not in the center, and when I want people to listen to me, and I want to convince them, and I want to reach people who are still in the mainstream, as I said before, and who are doubting and not feeling really good with it, I have to make sophisticated arguments. I can only, and therefore I'm thankful for Werner's point to say truth will always win, because we can win no point when we start making statements that are not sufficiently substantiated by historical facts. You can only win and only convince people if you are very careful in how you argue and do only make statements you really can prove. And that's what I'm doing. When I left the left, I didn't fit in the way I adopt now a completely ready new paradigm, but I was starting with criticizing what I believed before, and thereby, step by step, building up an alternative view. And I'm writing in my blogs to make this way I'm going transparent to others. But you can do it only when you are very careful with truth.
Well, that's a good thing to say, because we have the same problem here in the United States with the news media. And if there's too many in our alternative, so-called alternative truth movement, that are not very careful with the truth, although they may think, you know, we have differences of opinion. Do you experience that a lot amongst the 30,000 readers of Jung Freiheit, that there's a lot of variation in the way these German conservatives see things?
There is variation, but there is in this spectrum a certain shared common view. And the view is in general that we reject what is promoted not only by the left and liberals, but also by the mainstream conservatives of the CDU, which is about the same thing as the Republicans in America. We reject the view that society can be shaped by willful decisions of elites. We think that society has a set of traditions and values which have not to be questioned, or should not be questioned. If it is to be a society that is stable and has a future. And this is what conservative normally always had been and ought to be, but which has been pushed aside by a kind of pseudo-conservatism, which is no more than a more inconsequent liberalism, which we see in Germany and in these parties like the CDU or the so-called conservative press, and as you can see in America too, and the Republicans and the so-called conservative media, which I think in any case label themselves conservative, but the central point that you cannot shape a society guided by a utopia is not a point that they would share.
May I say something?
Sure.
I think the easiest way for the public to sort it out, we all agree that over there and here in North America, most of the people have been brainwashed basically by most of the mainstream media, who are nothing else but propaganda outlets, the same way as the Pravda in Izvestia was in the communist in the Soviet Union. And so let's start at square one. Let's look at all the historical facts. And you will recognize them by their deeds, you know. And what I want to say about the Islamic people, you know, they have been just as much victim, maybe even more victim, than the people in the Western countries.
Yes, Werner. And I know that Manfred has no ill will toward Muslims. It's about the mixing of the cultures and what it does to what it's doing to our European cultures, because we're becoming the minority.
When people are living, next door neighbors, you know, you cook your meals, you decide what kind of meal you want to cook today, and your neighbor decides what kind of a meal they want to cook today and eat today. You know, you don't go over and stick your nose into your neighbor's pots and tell them what they have to cook, you know.
Yes.
Pretty soon the neighbors, you know, they get peeved off at you and they're going to kick you out. You know?
Well, yeah. Right, but how do we do that when we lose our political influence and we're not allowed to do that?
That's where basically an indoctrination has been done to the German people. But before I came over here in the late 60s or through the 60s, there was a kind of a window where people could speak freely, but from talking and getting letters from my relatives early in the 70s. From then on, suddenly, like a darkness came down over the people and nobody wanted to speak out freely because of the precautions. That reminded me very much what I had heard and seen over there in the communist dictatorship.
What do you say about that, Manfred, in the 1970s?
Early 1970s. 72, 73.
Did you notice that there was something that happened that came down in the early 1970s?
Well, in the early 1970s, the 68 movement was establishing itself as a mainstream during the 70s and 80s as a whole. And from that time on, you had pushing through of things like feminism and political correctness and so on. Yes.
Well, tell us about the 68 movement.
The 68 movement was inspired mainly by the so-called Frankfurt School, philosophical school that was expelled from Germany by the Nazis in 1933, and which favored the dissolution of of ties that traditionally hold society together. For example, when Max Horkheimer, who was with the head of the school, had to shape the re-education policy in Germany, and to make the principles among according to which personal for management positions and the media were sought. He said, "We have to seek for persons that have broken character, who have bad relation to their parents and to their families, because if they have intact families and feel good about it, they
are." We'll have to finish this, Manfred, when we come back.
Okay.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And let me remind you that I am Carolyn Yeager. This is the Revisionist Report, and my guest is Manfred Kleiner Hartlager. And I want to tell you now, in case I run out of time here, this is only about 5-minute segment before the end of the program, that Manfred will be back tomorrow. We've only just scratched the surface here on these issues, and we'll see how often we can get him back this week to talk about these. All right, Manfred, I'm still want to know about the 68 movement, and why was it called the 68 movement? Was that because the Frankfurt School members who had left Germany returned around that time and started making a more of a impression?
No. The Frankfurt School members returned immediately after the war to Germany, but they needed one generation to make their thesis more popular. And the 68 movement is the name of is called so because the first spectacular uprising of the students movement was in 1968, as I think was in America too. It was in Germany the same thing. And that's why this year gave the name to this movement.
Okay. And that's when the students who were very left were sort of expressing their views very strongly. And everything went totally to the left from that point on, right?
It was not in one sudden movement, but there was had been some preparation. For example, in the media, to be open to left themes, or even in the so-called conservative sphere, to make experiments in education and so on. So that from that time on, about 1968, 69, 70, there was a process where more and more left-wing and liberal themes began dominating the agenda. Also, you cannot see that not say that from this time on anything changed, but the acceptance of theses and of ideologies that would formerly have been rejected by society began to become even greater and greater, and this was a process that was continuing during the 80s, 90s, the years 2000, and which is now reaching a point where in Germany you cannot say certain things openly. There are, for example, parties critical of Islam and immigration, but mainly of Islam, who even have a liberal freedom or an anti-totalitarian oriented agenda, are not able to run their campaigns in a normal legal way because the left mob is always blocking the streets or beating the participants of such meetings. And it is in Berlin, we had this just a few days ago, that the party Pro Deutschland, Germany couldn't, also it was legally, it was all legal, couldn't have a meeting because the leftists prevented it with the consent of the Senate, so the local government, and of the police. And that's something that is only possible because of the left-wing domination of our society.
All right. Thank you very much. And unfortunately, we were a part of helping to bring that about in our, well, for me in my own small way, but now we've finally seen the light. Let's hope others do. Our show is over for today, ladies and gentlemen. Manfred, I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Come back again with us tomorrow.